When was the last time you saw the BSU Beavers run 81 plays in a game for 336 yards of total offense, averaging 4 yards per play, only to lose 52-19? When was the last time you heard of a team be down 24-0 at the half to come roaring back 24-19 after three quarters, only to give up 28 points in the fourth? Exactly what the hell is going on with this BSU Beaver football team?
Now it's kind of a three-phase game. We got way behind, which we're very disappointed in. Very proud of the way they came back, and we're knocking on the door to go ahead, and we throw the interception, and then all of a sudden we let it get away again. So you know, I'm excited. I'm very proud of the way the guys battled back, disappointed the way we started and finished, though. What the
hell is going on? In the current era of college football, you're going to get a game with 174 total plays. You just need to limit your opponent's big plays and get some big ones of your own.
We want to play fast, but we need to run the ball better, and then you get that far behind and you're forced to just chuck it up more, and then we got it close. We sprinkled some runs in, and you can see that you can do it, but we just haven't been able to run effectively when we need to.
BSU got a couple of those big plays from young wide receivers.
Pass right down the middle of the field, has it complete right now. Touchdown Bemidji State. Jawan Richard right down the middle of the field for Bemidji State, and they are finally on the board.
Well, a couple of good plays back to back. A quick snap after the quarterback draw, and just right down the middle of the field. Got behind his defender, shields a good throw, and the Beavers are on the scoreboard.
Quick pass up the far sidelines goes to Blake Holder. He'll turn on the Jets. An 82-yard touchdown for Blake Holder from Ryan Shields. Beavers cut it 24-13.
Well, two back-to-back bombs get the Beavers back in the football game just like that.
We got to get those guys the ball. We knew they were playmakers. We didn't have Jawan Richard last week, and we had him, you know, for a touchdown. We had him for a couple other ones. He was open, and we missed him, and Blake did a nice job of he's a big, strong kid. We're excited to get him to transfer here. We worked hard because we knew the big play capability.
But just when the Beavers got back in it, the Sioux Falls Cougars got their third defensive score of the game.
Ooh. Shotgun snap goes right through his hands, back inside of the five. Touchdown Sioux Falls. Right through Sam King's hand. He should have just kicked it right out the back of the end zone. Instead, it's a Sioux Falls touchdown. It's 52-19.
Can the Beavers limit the big plays of the Peacocks and get a whole bunch of good plays on their own? We'll find out just what the hell is going on. Benusa pregame show continues on the Beaver Radio Network.